Right now I have five people that are going to do some kind of musical talent. I may have forgotten you. I have Val, Rolly, Joanne, Alice, and Jeff. Did I miss anybody? Oh, and the little ones. Okay.
Jacob.
Oh, more little ones. And Jacob, too. Wow. Okay. Let me just... Yeah, gonna have to, I'm afraid. I may have to cull a few. But the minister was walking to his church one morning when he passed by one of his members. Notice his member was out working in the garden on Sunday morning. And he also heard the church bells in the background. So he thought, I'll use these church bells as an opportunity to invite him to church or get him to where he's supposed to be. So he says to the guy working in the garden, hey, do you hear those church bells? And the old man in the garden looked up, noticed the pastor, and said, I'm sorry, what did you say? And he says, I say, do you hear the church bells in the distance there? And he got up and got a little closer and dusted his hands off and cupped his ear and said, I'm sorry, please, tell me one more time what you said. And he said, can you hear the church bells calling you to church this morning? And the old man walked even closer and said, I'm sorry, I can't hear a word because of those darn bells over there. What do you think? Okay, I'll call a few here then. And we will go to, anybody want to be first and get it out of the way? Alice wants to be first and get out of the way. You can be second, Val. All right. The jokes get better as we go along, so it might be to your advantage to wait a little bit. Okay, you got what you need?
I have a poem and a piano piece, and I'm going to make some introductory remarks about both of them. Having grown up in farm country of Illinois, trees were treasured. When the land was cleared for corn, beans, and wheat, trees were not left except near a house or along a riverbank. Then we moved to Florida, where the foliage is lush but evergreen. Moving here to the mountains gifted us with trees, and what a luxury. And the autumn season is particularly beautiful in ways that take our breath away. There is an intensity and urgency to this season as each morning brings new beauty. Even in our lives, as we live through the autumn years, we have a heightened awareness of the passing of time. We make a bucket list because we have lived long enough to realize there's no promise of tomorrow for us here on earth, and our bodies begin to let us know that we won't always be able to head down the Virginia Creeper on a bicycle or hike a trail on Grandfather Mountain. This morning I have a poem and a piano piece. The piano piece is called Autumn Song by Stephen Heller, who died in 1888. The poem is a reflection on the seasons in a year that God gave me one morning as I reflected on the unexpected death of a friend's husband on Thanksgiving Day. Myself, as I deal with gradual hearing loss, I can identify with Beethoven, who still composed and conducted even after he became totally deaf. Nowadays, when I play the piano, the very high notes sound off key. So when I play this piece I learned 55 years ago, I will obediently play the high notes as written, even though it doesn't sound right to me. And the title of this reflection is, Who is this Lord of Creation that we find beauty in decay and dying? The leaves of fall do not leave the tree in a whimper of resignation, but with a shout of celebration and with a joyous rustle, and with a child's delight, providing that shuffling through knee-deep in bright reds, oranges, yellows, and browns will become shuffling through knee-deep in the silent white snowfall of winter. Those delicate, fragile snowflakes that fall through bare branches, that survive the blustery winds, that melt on the tongue, that pack together for child's play, this too a delight, this too a promise of damp, bare ground from disintegrated leaves and melted snow, a promise of peeking, poking crocuses and daffodils, fed and watered, heralding the warmer barefoot days. Gradually now, slowly, deliberately, and yet with such sweetness and delight, promising, 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 the warmth of days and nights, the fullness of foliage and fragrance and ripening fruit, of blinding sunlight and delicate moonlight, of stretched out days and starry nights, of plump produce with amazing flavors captured in various shapes and textures and colors. And the crickets and the frogs and the birds who join in the celebration and in the fullness, in the green leaves that for a while gift us with their shade, soaking in the sun, basking in the beauty, promising another day, another season, another joyous celebration. Even in the decay and dying, the promise of joy and delight without end. Amen.
Thank you, Alice. Val, I think you wanted to come on up and get yours out of the way. She gets real nervous. She says, I want to get this out of the way so I can enjoy everything else, right?
Yeah. I'm shaking like a leaf, speaking of leaves.
Alice, that piece sounded like children frolicking on the leaves. Okay, the song I'm going to do is an old-timey song, even though I'm not dressed old-timey. I've heard a lot of flack about that this morning already. There's a couple versions to the song, and I've chosen the easiest one. And it's called Wayfaring Stranger, and Johnny Cash does it. Emmylou Lou Harris does it. Anybody that you can name has done the song. And I've been practicing really hard to try and put this together. Jacob, were you doing that song?
What?
Were you doing that song? Oh. Okay, because I see a little commotion back there. I thought, uh-oh, maybe that's what he was going to do. But anyhow, I'm nervous, so forgive me. My fingers are going to be all over the place. But it's a pretty song, and I've added two lines to the very end of it of my own choice, and anybody that knows the song will probably recognize that that's not part of the original song. Okay, give me just a second to warm up here a little bit. I am a poor wayfaring stranger traveling through this world below. There'll be no sickness, no toil, no danger in that bright land to which I go. I'm going there to see my father and all my loved ones that have gone on.
I'm only going over Jordan. I'm only going over home. I know dark clouds will gather round me. I know my way is hard and steep, but beauteous fields, they rise before me, and God's redeemed their vigils keep. I'm going there to meet my mother. She said she'd meet me when I come. I'm only going over Jordan. I'm only going over home. I'm going there to be with Jesus. He said he'd seat me at God's throne. I'm only going over Jordan. I'm only going over home.
Thank you, Val. Now you can sit down and enjoy the rest of the day, right? I think it's time to get some of our little young kids up here and hear some songs from them. Speaking of young kids, I remembered when our kids were little, it was a challenge sometimes teaching them to like each other and treat each other with respect. I'm sure you parents know what I'm talking about. I remember one time Karen was making breakfast, making pancakes, and kids were all around the table, and they were arguing about who's going to get the first pancake. I don't know if that sounds familiar to you parents, but Billy and Joe were actually having the biggest argument about it. And Karen thought, well, this is a good opportunity to teach some spiritual lesson here. So she says to Billy and Joe, now, you guys, you know that if Jesus was here today, and he was one of the brothers, he would say, here, to my other brother, you take the first pancake. And she didn't know if that would sink in with them or not, but so she set the pancakes, or set the first pancake down the table to see what would happen. And all was silent. And finally, Billy turned to Joe and said, Joe, you be Jesus. Billy was always pretty smart. Okay, how about Heidi? You ready? You want to come on up?
Sure.
Come on up with Grandpa and sing a song for us.
The old time religion. The chorus, first two chorus, last three chorus. Tis the old time religion, tis the old time religion,
tis the old time religion, and it's good enough for me.
It was good for mothers,
it was good for mothers,
it was good for mothers,
and it's good enough for me.
Saved our fathers,
it has saved our fathers,
it has saved our fathers,
and it's good enough for me.
Tis the old time religion,
tis the old time religion.
makes me love everybody, and it's good enough for me. It will do when I'm dying. It will do when I'm dying. It will do when I'm dying, and it's good enough for me. It's the old time religion. It's the old time religion. It's the old time religion, and it's good enough for me. It will take us all to heaven. It will take us all to heaven. It will take us all to heaven, and it's good enough for me. 'Tis the old time religion. 'Tis the old time religion. 'Tis the old time religion, and it's good enough for me.
He's going to do Amazing Grace, but he's got the first two verses. So if everybody will, after he does the two verses, if you'll do the third and fourth, and it's on page 256 in the red hymnal.
Job, Aspen. It's even better when you don't want to do something and you make yourself do it. That's good. That's good. Jacob, are you ready to top that? You have the worst slot of all. Following kids. Come on up, though.
So this song is pretty well known, so if y'all want to sing it with me, feel free to, but if y'all don't mind, I just wanted to take a brief moment and pray before I sing. Heavenly Father, just thank you so much for who you are, God. Thank you that you are holy, you are love, God. You're worthy of our worship, of our praise, God. We say thank you for today. It's the day that you have made, and I just say thank you for your love and your presence with us and for every person in this room. God, I just pray that our song, our lives would be worship to you, that you would receive glory from our lives, God. I just say thank you that there's a fire burning in your eyes with jealous love for us, God. Thank you so much for your love, Father. Thank you for who you are. I just pray that you would fill us to overflow with your love, Jesus, that we would look like you, give you glory, Father. And I just say thank you for all that you've done. Thank you for your son's blood. Thank you that you rose again for us and you're interceding on the right hand of the Father for us even now. I just say thank you that you're coming again soon. Thank you for your love, God, in Jesus' name. Yeah.
He is jealous for me, loves like a hurricane. I am a tree bending beneath the weight of his wind and mercy. When all of a sudden I am unaware of these afflictions eclipsed by glory, and I realize just how beautiful you are and how great your affections are for me. And oh, how he loves us so. Oh, how he loves us. How he loves us so. He is jealous for me, loves like a hurricane. I am a tree bending beneath the weight of his wind and mercy. When all of a sudden I am unaware of these afflictions eclipsed by glory, and I realize just how beautiful you are and how great your affections are for me. And oh, how he loves us so. Oh, how he loves us. How he loves us so. And oh, how he loves us so. Oh, how he loves us. How he loves us. Oh, and he loves.
Wow, Jacob, that was awesome. You got to be proud of him, don't you, Glenda? Yeah, about to bust out. Where is Tammy? I didn't see Tammy. Oh, there she is. Okay, I'm sorry. I was looking for you, too. I didn't see you. Tammy, you and Joe got to be super proud of him. What a good boy you've raised. I've been reading a book lately by Robbie Zacharias. It's called Why Jesus? And it's, I asked the question, why is Jesus so important in today's cultures is what the book's about. And it compares it to the modern religions that are being promoted these days. And I just finished a chapter on Oprah Winfrey, who is kind of starting her own religion. I don't know if you know that or not. But she was raised in a church and had a good background, but as far as being in church a lot, but she got damaged by a lot of legalism that was in the church during that time. But one of the thing that she says turned her away from the church was when she read a verse in the Bible that said, God is a jealous God, which is what Jacob just sang about. He is a jealous God, but she totally misunderstood what good jealousy means. It means that you guard what you love. And he sang about how much God loves us. I just wish Oprah could have heard you sing that song and get a correct understanding of what a good, jealous God means. But very good. Thank you. Okay. Joanne, you wanted to do a little?
I'm going to sing.
Sing. All right. Great.
There. I wanted to say something about Jacob. Jacob was always faithful because his mother had him here for the Christmas programs and all the things that I directed and everything. And I can remember a time when he said, nope, I'm not going up there. Mm-mm. I'm not going to do this. And I begged and everything, and just everybody else begged him too, you know. But there was that time in his life that, you know, that every boy I know goes through where they don't want to be up in front of people. And so he got through that. And then the next thing I knew, he was trying out for plays in high school and he was opening up. And you just don't know how proud we are. It's just great. I'm also a little emotional because I'm getting to sing again. And this has been a long time. Most of you know that my vocal cords have been scarred by acid reflux. And although I was a very high soprano, I can't sing there anymore. And so I've been able to, with this new licensing thing that we have, able to put some of the songs that I sing and have sung in the past down in lower keys. And that has helped me tremendously. This song, I've told Jim time and time again, I won't play it at my funeral. Because it's what I live, what I love. What wondrous love is this, O my soul, O my soul? What wondrous love is this, O my soul? What wondrous love is this that caused the Lord of bliss to bear the dreadful curse for my soul, for my soul? The dreadful curse for my soul. When I was sinking low, sinking down, sinking down. When I was sinking down, sinking down. When I was sinking down beneath God's righteous frown, Christ laid aside his crown for my soul, for my soul. Christ laid aside his crown for my soul. To God and to the Lamb I will sing, I will sing. To God and to the Lamb I will sing. When God and to the Lamb, who is the great I am, while millions join to the theme, I will sing, I will sing. While millions join the theme, I'll sing on. And when from death I'm free, I'll sing on, I'll sing on. And when from death I'm free, I will sing on. And when from death I'm free, I'll sing the joyful bee. And through eternity, I'll sing on, I'll sing on. And through eternity, I'll sing on.
Okay, I'm running out of time. I'm going to have to skip a joke or two. So. I know that breaks your hearts. By the way, I should probably tell Tim and Debbie, we don't do this every Sunday. This is, you know, this is a special service. Okay, I just wanted to make sure you understood that. Rolly, come on up. Rolly's got a song for us.
Good morning.
Good morning.
All right. Everybody wants to be the first one to sing. And I told Mr. Kern, would you tell Mr. Kern that I'll be the first one so I can? I always come here every Sunday and sing, but, you know, I've always been nervous. But I'll try it again. The song is from Casting Crowns, and the title of the song is Who Am I? Who am I that the Lord of all the earth care to know my name, care to feel my hurt? Who am I that the bright and morning star choose to light the way for my ever wandering heart? Not because of who I am, but because of what you've done. Not because of what I've done, but because of who you are. I am a flower quickly fading, here today and gone tomorrow. A wave tossed in the ocean, a vapor in the wind. Hear me when I'm calling, Lord, you catch me when I'm falling, and you told me who I am. I'm yours, I'm yours. Who am I? The eyes that see my sin, look on me with love, watch me rise again. Who am I that the voice could come to sing, afraid, calm the storm in me. Not because of who I am, but because of what you've done. Not because of what I've done, but because of who you are. I am a flower quickly fading, here today and gone tomorrow. Wave tossed in the ocean, a vapor in the wind. Still you hear me when I'm calling. Lord, you catch me when I'm falling, and you told me who I am. I am yours. Not because of who I am, but because of what you've done. Not because of what I've done, but because of who you are. I am a flower quickly fading, here today and gone tomorrow. Wave tossed in the ocean, the wind still you. Hear me when I'm calling, Lord, you catch me when I'm falling, and you told me who I am. I am yours. I am yours. I am yours, I'm yours. Thank you.
Rolly, don't leave yet.
You want another song out of
it. Yeah. That's right. No, we want to tell you how much we appreciate you. Next week will be Rolly's last week here, and then he's got to go back to the Philippines and probably be gone about 6 months. Hopefully, I mean, that's the quickest we can get him back is 6 months, let's put it that way. But those of you who don't know, our family met Rolly on a cruise ship about, I don't know, six years ago. And we just... Okay, I knew it was in that time frame, but Lord worked it out so that Rolly could come and visit us. We our whole family immediately bonded with Rolly on the ship, and since that time he has been over to visit with us four times, and we hope many more times. We hope he can come over and stay, but we'll take the visits if we can't get him permanent. But anyway, Rolly, we have come to love him as a member of our family. And he has, as you all know, he's been a blessing to our church in his acts of service and in sharing his talents and all that. And Rolly, the people of the Walnut Grove here wanted to just to do a little something to show our appreciation for you. So this is a collection of thank you cards and well wishes and all for you as you head back to the Philippines. So let me give that to you. Thank you very much. Okay. We're about to wrap things up here. We got our grand finale, our big act. No pressure there, huh, Jeff? Only thing would have been worse is to have more kids come up right before you. Okay, Jeff and Donna are going to wrap it up for us here. Did I miss anybody, by the way? I want to make sure I didn't miss anybody. I don't. What, Jacob? Were you pointing? Okay. All right, take it away. Jacob's going to play the drums for us.
So we've been listening to a portion of the talent that we have here. I know there's more, and we don't have time for every time, but I would encourage some of you others to come forward next time. And I know if it was me sitting back there after all this, I'd be like, I want to sing too. And so we're going to give you that opportunity. Hopefully you'll know some of this, and I'll go through it enough that at least on the chorus, you'd probably be able to chime in. But if you feel like standing, sitting, that's up to you. This is a note for Dave. Y'all think about dinner. I'm going to do the first verse twice. And I'm privileged to have Jacob sitting in on this one. We didn't plan that, but he's like, I got a box drum. I think we call it a cajon, but cajon. So privileged to have him. This is going to be awesome.
I believe in the sun. I believe in the risen one. I believe I overcome by the power of his blood. Amen. Amen. I'm alive because he lives. Amen, amen. Let my song join the one that never ends because he lives.
I didn't repeat that first verse, but I'm going to do it now. I'm nervous.
I believe in the sun. I believe in the risen one. I believe I overcome by the power of his blood. Amen. Amen. I'm alive because he lives. Amen. Amen. Let my song join the one that never ends because he lives. Ooh, because he lives. I was dead in the grave. I was covered in my sin and shame. I heard mercy call my name. He rolled the stone away. Amen. Amen. I'm alive. I'm alive because he lives. Because he lives, I can face tomorrow. Because he lives, all fear is gone.
I know
he holds
my life, my future in his hands.
Amen.
Amen.
Because he lives.
Amen.
Amen. Let my song join the one that never ends. Amen.
Amen. I'm alive because he lives.
Because he lives. Let me live.
That's great. Why don't we go ahead and just form our fellowship circle now?